have some show of reason in it. Come to think of it, there is something singularly unreasonable about almost all floral symbolism. There is your forget-me-not, pink in the bud and sapphire in the flower, with the fruit that breaks up into four, the very picture of inconstancy and discursiveness. Yet your lover, with a singular blindness, presents this to his lady when they part. Then the white water lily is supposed to represent purity of heart, and mark you, it is white without, and its centre is all set about with innumerable golden stamens, while in the middle lies, to quote the words of that distinguished botanist, Mr. Oliver, a fleshy disc. Could there be a better type of sordid and mercenary deliberation maintaining a fair appearance? The tender apple blossom, rather than pretense, is surely a reminder of Eden and the fall of love's devotion into inflated worldliness. The poppy, which flaunts its violent colours athwart